This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So, how's the weekend going? Is it going marvelous? Just like always, I can only imagine in your neck of the woods it would be. Yes, we are continuing to refine the lab. We've got the militaristic alien over here. We've got Jumpman astronaut over here, and a little bit of lighting effects. So, today, briefly, we're going to cover Sora, which is ChatGPT OpenAI's new video from text format, basically going to put the entire video creation industry out of a job. Makes sense why the entire Hollywood creatives went on strike. So, let me show you something here, okay? Let's take a walk on the wild side and go on a little magical journey, okay? I'll even bring it over. That way, you don't even have to look too far. I won't even have to move. So let's take a look at this. Look at this. Creating video from text. So all you got to do is say, I want a bunch of paper airplanes flying over the forest. And that's exactly what it's creating right there, okay? Now, I'm going to show you a little bit more here. So, Sora is an AI model that can create realistic and imaginative scenes from text instructions. So, we already know ChatGPT and some other creative AI processors have been able to put a lot of artists out of business. But as we move forward, I think we're going to have to determine and have companies that state we are hiring human artists. This is human work, not AI work. So if it's a painting, it's a real painting, it's done by a real human so that we can support humans. It made me think today about how I went to my daughter's dance class and I didn't have my phone. I put my phone on the charger. It was dead. So I put my phone on the charger. Didn't have my phone the entire morning from like 8 a.m. to like 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m. So thought to myself, God, you know, how interesting is this to be in this life without a phone, not thinking about it, not using it, not trying to jump on it, and I don't when I'm doing, you know, family things. So I thought, man, isn't this fantastic, you know, to engage and stay in the real world. I wonder and worry with this kind of software what our world's going to look like in 20 years or less. So let's take a look at some of the videos that they've already created. They haven't opened this up to the public yet, okay? Keep that in mind. This is brand new. Just came out a couple days ago, if that. And we're going to look at a couple of the videos. This is just the beginning. Remember when a lot of these graphic AI development models came out, they weren't that great. And then as people put more and more information into them, they exploded with possibilities. So I'm going to pull this up here. I'm going to give you a little tour here. So let's take a look and we'll go on a little tour of Sora. So this is a video. It can only create 60-second videos. I think they're doing that because they don't want to have any issues with any people saying, oh, you guys are, you know, taking over the industry, right? So the text used to create this ship is down at the very bottom. It says the prompt was a photorealistic close-up video of two pirate ships battling each other as they sail. Check that out. So they're in a cup of coffee. Oh, mind you, in a cup of coffee. So this is all coffee, and these are pirate ships battling each other as they're in a cup of coffee. Here is a close-up shot of a Victoria Crown pigeon. It's, keep in mind, all people are saying is like it's leaving a text message for a friend. This one is an animated scene. Somebody just said, create an animated scene that features a close-up of a short, fluffy monster kneeling beside a melting red candle. Okay? This is a drone. The prompt was, drone view of waves crashing against rugged cliffs along Big Sur's Garay Point Beach. Okay? But now we're getting really interesting. This prompt was a movie trailer. Create a movie trailer featuring the adventures of a 30-year-old spaceman wearing a red wool knitted motorcycle helmet, blue sky, salt desert, cinematic scene shot on 35mm film. Dude, this looks like it's a legit trailer, okay? Sorry to say, but a lot of the folks in Hollywood might be out of a job. This one's the second to last one. It says, the prompt was several giant woolly mammoths approaching, treading through a snowy meadow. Their long woolly fur lightly blows in the wind as they walk with snow-covered trees and dramatic snow, probably something in the background. And the very first video, the one that they went with as their premiere, is a stylish woman who walks down a Tokyo street filled with warm glowing neon animated city signage, and she wears a black leather jacket and a long red dress and black boots. Looks pretty damn good, guys. Looks pretty damn good. I mean, this is a close-up. Looks pretty damn good. So, where do we sit moving forward? This becomes a real challenge because these are 60-second clips. These aren't going to, like, make movies for you yet. But think about the monetization potential here. When they created ChatGPT 4, it was free. Then they created the paid version of ChatGPT, okay? So keep that in mind. So as they continued to develop ChatGPT, they said, hey, guess what? Let's start making it a little bit more monetized, just like Facebook. Facebook was like, yep, we're going to be free forever. And they've stayed true. But what did they do? They monetized it. They made it so that people can boost their ads. They can boost their posts, right? And get more looks. They can boost their companies, all kinds of stuff. So what is this going to do? Well, they're probably going to say, hey, you can create an entire movie, an hour long, an hour 30, 2 hours, 3 hours, but you're going to have to pay us big bucks. And they're going to take over the industry. There's already a guy out there that had the idea, and he put it on an advertisement, which means he was advertising the idea to people, which means it's already been created, that there would be an AI channel where all the content would be AI created. So you'd be watching AI maybe Beavis and Butthead or AI James Cameron Terminator films or AI, you know, I mean, you know, just created stuff out of AI's head. Okay, cool, right? Hey, we don't have to put as much effort into creating stuff, but what happens? If we can create it for free, or we have to pay a little bit of money, what are we going to do? We're going to post it and people are going to watch it, and then we're going to get paid off of those views, and then we're going to create more. I don't know. Is this going to put Hollywood out of a job? Is this possible in the next 10 years? Just like malls, like Amazon put malls out of business, will this software, this Sora software, S-O-R-A, from ChatGPT, eliminate the need for movie theaters? Will it put Hollywood out of business? Will it, just like YouTube did? I'll tell you what. My kids watch YouTube. My kids watch stuff on their tablets. they are not watching television channels. They don't go to the movies. They don't, you know, they do have some shows that they like, but vast majority of the stuff they watch is like people who made their own channels on YouTube, for good or bad. That seems to be the way that life is going, at least in America. There are some companies out there that are saying, hey, you know, we can make a channel just for your kids so that it's safe, yada, yada, yada. You buy into our program once a month and we'll provide you with, you know, clean, you know, promising, uplifting content only. That might be a possibility. But after seeing what they've made here, it's really, it's a little disheartening, and it's somewhat interesting as we move into the next generation. I worry that so much of us are going to be captured by this kind of technology, and, you know, the goggle VR technology, and, you know, the Meta goggles, and the Apple, oh gosh, I can't remember what they're called anymore, but the Apple goggles that are like $3,000, that this tech is so beautiful that we might just want to live in it forever. There's a Black Mirror episode that starts off with two women. It's called San Junipero, okay? And if you haven't seen Black Mirror, it's on Netflix. Check it out. But this episode is all about these two women that meet each other. One that's super shy, got these big glasses, kind of dorky. And then one that's really outgoing at the club, having fun, da-da-da-da-da. They meet each other, they're having fun, and they get lost from each other. The nerdy one can't find the party girl. And she finally eventually finds her. And I'm going to do a little bit of spoilers here, so if you want to go check it out, you can. But it's still awesome. Nonetheless, they're living in a virtual world, okay? And they don't want to leave it. They don't want to leave it. And what they come to say in the show is that they start to, if they stay too long in this world, more than 5 hours at a time, that they start to have body dissociation, that they start to have confusion, schizophrenia, so on and so forth. But I got to tell you, man, looking at this, just looking at this video, okay? Just looking at this. If AI can come up with this, this is beautiful. This is flying through the sky as a paper airplane. We all have the dream to fly. We all want to be able to have bird-like capabilities. That's why I love the X-Men so much, the movies, because it just gives you the capability to feel like you're something else. If we can input ourselves into a world like this, like in the world, like in the episode from Black Mirror, where you can put yourself into a world where you're not feeling like you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, but you can feel like you're 20 again. You can jump around. You can have flexibility. Maybe you always wanted to dunk. Maybe you always wanted to fly. Maybe you always wanted to get married to someone. You know, maybe you wanted to walk and you were, you know, handicapped and disabled. Maybe you want to be able to see. You know, all this stuff is possible. Now that we have virtual reality, where will it go? How far can it go? Is it possible that it can bring us into a world that's like that Bruce Willis movie, Surrogates? That's not a well-known movie. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's got a lot of interesting, a lot of very similar aspects to it. What's going on this very day? I think that, you know, moving forward, and I'm going to keep this podcast probably pretty short, but moving forward, as we look at what are the possibilities for our livelihoods, I think that in the near future, we're going to have an amazing explosion of AI, a lot of people wanting to move into living and becoming addicted to AI, just like a drug, just like benzos and SSRIs and drugs and alcohol, anything you can think of. There's going to be people that are addicted. There's going to be people that are going to need to come off and live in the real world. And there's going to be people that are fighting to stay on. And it's going to cost a lot of money. They're going to start charging for it. And people are going to start stealing to even get into these worlds so that they can live their real dreams, right? There's going to be a humongous change in how we live our lives and earn money moving forward. Are we going to earn our money in this virtual world creating virtual experiences? Because there's a lot of people right now earning a lot of money on TikTok, just simply making videos. Well, what happens when we move away from the phone, which is going to become ancient soon enough, to a virtual world where instead of dancing in front of the phone, we're going to go into the AI world and we're going to be dancing in front of people trying to earn money off of that. Maybe people, you know, make money off of paying attention to certain people. Maybe people make money off of creating different worlds. You know, maybe people make money off of monopolizing real estate, quote unquote, real estate inside these virtual worlds and selling it, right? They create their own worlds and charge you money to come in. I mean, it's kind of like what happened early on in the internet phase back in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, and even early 2010s. There's a lot of people who buy virtual real estate and have made money on that. That's a whole nother topic. But seeing this and seeing that it's not even open to the public yet just makes me, it just blows my mind. And here's how it wraps up into the lockdown universe mentality, is that if you hung out this long, then congratulations. Because now that we have David Grush whistleblowing, we have all these other people whistleblowing, right? Ryan Graves and Fravor, Colonel Fravor. So we have all these whistleblowers. That's great. We have some footage. That's great. The tic-tac and everything else. But now that we have AI, we have freaking paper airplanes flying over forests. And we already have created fake videos of UFOs. Nothing that you can see with your eyes on a video is going to be believable anymore. It already wasn't. But now, with this, it's over. Did you see the fake Tom Cruise account that's been around for like 3 years? And the guy like basically made fake Tom Cruise videos of him golfing and stuff like that. He looked like Tom Cruise, but he morphed his face to be Tom Cruise. He didn't look exactly like him. But yeah. Just Google that fake Tom Cruise thing. That thing's been around for 3 years. That dude's been doing all kinds of stuff as Tom Cruise. Now everybody knows it's a fake account. But what I'm saying is that nothing of what you really see in videos anymore is going to be real. What will you be able to believe what you see in the real world soon? Will it be like Project Bluebeam, where the government's going to be able to project an image right in front of you? And you won't be able to tell what's real and what's not. And then you have all these people falling into like, you know, schizophrenia-like symptoms, schizoaffective-like symptoms, where they're saying, oh, I'm seeing horses, or I'm seeing, you know, elves, or I'm seeing something else that's strange. It's going to be really, really interesting. It's going to be really bizarre. And it's like I told my significant other, I was like, man, we are living in a weird time period in human history right now, where nothing you see, you can really believe. So we're gonna have to educate our kids on being very decisive decision makers and being very aware of what they, not only what they see, but what they hear. Right? What do they say? Believe none of what you hear, only half of what you see. That's been the statement for quite some time now. A nice proverb. Well, it might be believe none of what you hear and none of what you see anymore, because we really won't know. So anyway, guys, I'm going to leave it at that. I hope you're enjoying your day. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I hope you're taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, and emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and always questioning the universe around you. I apologize for not being able to put out any podcasts for the past week. I wasn't feeling well. I was feeling sick. And I just didn't want to put out a low quality podcast. So I wanted to put out good quality podcasts. And please like, follow, share with your friends. Just have something to talk about. Say, hey, listen to this thing for 15 minutes. And let's talk about it. That's what these are for. They're for conversation starters. And maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to maybe save ourselves a little bit here too. Anyway, guys, take care and Lockdown Universe out.